Welcome to the 10 question pop quiz for Chagiga Daf Yud Beis plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which Daf the Gemara learns from a Gezer Shavah that the word Chag refers to Shechting the Chagiga? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 2. Which Daf when a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world it was expanding continuously, like the thread of two unraveling balls of a warp? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 3. Which Daf the Pasuk which states the Chesronu Yecholi Manos was referring to someone who was supposed to do a mitzvah with a group, but was not counted with him. That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 4. Which Daf when according to Rebbe, when the Pasuk states Nefesh Tachos Nefesh, it's referring to monetary compensation. That's on Daf Yidav. Good. Number 5. Which Daf when according to Rebbe Yehuda, that one digging a hole in the house for dirt on Shabbos is pater because it's Mekalkel. That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which Daf when with the original light of creation one could see from one end of the world to the other? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 7. Which Daf when if one is a Suffolk in the Gaim, he should look in the Chumash, and for a Suffolk in Olos, he should look in the Mishnah? That's on Daf Yud Av. Good. Number 8. Which Daf we have Machlokes whether the meaning of Tashlumim is Tashlumim L'Rishon or Tashlumim Zeh L'Zeh? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we learn that Ein Dorshim Ba'arayis B'Shloshah is because when one Talmud is speaking to the Rebbe, the other two might talk among each other and miss the point and come to permit that which is prohibited? That's on Daf Yidav. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do we learn the Rebbe brought in the name of Shmuel that the source for Het and Nadarim is Lo Yechel Devaro? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which Daf do Eliyahu point out a jailer with black shoes and two Barchanim as the ones who are destined for Olam Haba? That's on Daf Chabez and Tainas. Good. Number 2. Which Daf when Rabbi Zera said that one of the reasons he was Zocha to a long life is that he never got angry in his home? That's on Daf Megillah Chavchas. Good. And number 3. Which Daf do we learn that someone who learns but doesn't teach is like a Hadas in the Midbar? That's on Daf Chav Gimel and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldner Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.